O God, our great companion, lead us day by day deeper into the mysteries of life and enable us to be faithful interpreters of life to our fellow men through Christ our Lord. Amen. You heard these words read a few moments ago from Luke's Gospel. As they talked and discussed it with one another, Jesus came up and walked along with them. But something kept them from seeing who it was. Each of us can identify with Cleopas and his companion, probably his wife, what they experienced on the road to Emmaus. Given the depths of their sadness, they didn't know it was Jesus who was walking with them. Their sadness, anger, and dashed hopes obscured their vision and narrowed their focus. Jesus was with them, and they just didn't see him. That is our challenge, too. So much sadness in the world today that it is difficult to see Jesus, his mission, his ideas, his teachings around us. 200 girls are stolen in Nigeria. A botched execution in Oklahoma results in a man's death in great pain and suffering. 55 United States colleges are facing sexual assault investigations. A billionaire owner of a sports team disgusts us with his racial and ethnic comments about African Americans, Latinos, and women. This list of man's inhumanity to man could go on and on. There are just a few that came to light this week. Where is Jesus in all of this? Is he still walking with us, like he did to those two on the road to Emmaus? Has he given up on us? Has he broken his promise to be with us to the end of the age? It is so very, very difficult to see his presence in the affairs of men. The concluding sentence of the homily on Easter Eve was this, quote, "The world may not recognize it yet, but Easter is the reality that is changing the world." During the exchange of the peace, a concerned and perceptive choir member looked me in the eye and asked, "And just when is the world going to recognize that?" Ron, I thank you for voicing what so many people and many of us think and feel as we journey through this world. We share with the two on the road to Emmaus the challenge of seeing Jesus as we journey. Where can we find Jesus today? The Emmaus Road experience of Cleopas and his companion, probably his wife, is extremely helpful to each of us as we seek to understand where Jesus is present. First of all, Jesus came to Cleopas and his companions at the lowest point of their lives. Tears, sadness, and anger kept them from seeing the risen Jesus with them as they journeyed. This is vintage Jesus, to be with people at the lowest points of their lives. The woman is about to be stoned to death by men, of course, men. And Jesus skillfully turned their self-righteousness into self-awareness. Her life is saved and her future has hope. The Gospels are filled with examples of Jesus being with people at the lowest points of their lives. Mary and Martha lose their brother Lazarus to death, and Jesus immediately goes to them. He shares their grief, and his tears mingle with theirs. A paralyzed man is brought to him for healing, and Jesus commands him to stand and walk, and he does, rejoicing. People at low points in their lives came to him. A woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years touched his clothing and was made whole. Two blind men from birth were healed in private with instructions from Jesus not to tell anyone. But of course, they did. A man unable to speak comes to Jesus and begins to speak for the very first time in his life. Jesus often found himself with people when they were the most needy. The same is true today. Look across the world and note those who give their healing skills to the most vulnerable. Jesus is there. These healers may not talk Jesus talk, but they offer his compassionate healing love to those who need it most. Jesus is always present at the lowest points of people's lives. Secondly, Cleopas and his companion began to recognize Jesus when he blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to them. Verse 30 says, when he sat down with them at table, he took bread and said the blessing. He broke the bread and offered it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. It is in the blessing and breaking bread that they saw Jesus. Jesus is present when we celebrate the Eucharist. He asked us to do this in remembrance of him. It would be illogical and unthinkable to bless and break that bread at his request and he not show up. The blessing and breaking of bread is central to the sacramental lives of those of us who follow him. We treat this expression of Jesus' presence with the utmost respect. There is a theological doctrine of the Episcopal Church called the doctrine of the real presence. A few weeks ago, perhaps 3 weeks ago, a Jeopardy question was asked, what is the term that describes the change of bread and wine into the actual body and blood of Jesus in the Roman Catholic Church? Answer, transubstantiation. A big word, and they got it right. Our belief in the Episcopal Church differs a bit from that. We believe that Jesus is truly present in the consecrated bread and wine, but the bread and wine are not changed in any way. The term for our understanding Jesus' presence is called consubstantiation, another big word. It means Jesus is really present with the consecrated bread and wine. But the physical properties are not changed in any way. Bread and wine remain bread and wine before, during, and after the prayer of consecration. Where can we experience Jesus today? Just as Cleopas and his companion did in the breaking of bread. Let us not neglect to break bread together. The third way we experience Jesus in today's world is suggested by verse 32. They said to one another, did we not feel our hearts on fire as he talked with us? Jesus is present when our hearts are warmed. John Wesley, one of the founders of Methodism, had an experience at Aldersgate in England that he later described as experiencing his heart being strangely warmed. These are his words. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a society at Aldersgate Street where one was reading Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans. About a quarter before nine, while he was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone, for salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death, unquote. A warmed heart is a reliable indicator that Jesus is near. It is always an individual experience. It can't be induced. It is a heightened awareness that what Jesus lived and died to achieve is in the present set of circumstances. And that awareness warms our hearts. I've had warmed heart experiences throughout my life. I have them today, and you do too. I want to share a few of those experiences that I have had with you. My heart was warmed when, just recently, Pope Francis invited a boy with Down syndrome to ride with him in the Pope Mobile. How like Jesus to do that. My heart was warmed. When I heard Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, say with great insight and sadness, quote, "We are in a class warfare and have been for a long time. And unfortunately, my side is winning." His awareness, his understanding, and stewardship warms my heart. My heart was warmed when a week ago, a group of moms representing sons and daughters killed by guns went to the NRA convention in Indianapolis and sought to get the NRA backing for, quote, responsible, sensible gun reforms. A David and Goliath scene, if there ever was one. And it warmed my heart. In 1989, my heart was warmed when a young man stepped in front of a military tank in Tiananmen Square in courageous protest, giving immense hope to powerless people throughout the whole world. Whenever the vulnerable are protected, Jesus is there. Whenever the voiceless are given a voice, Jesus is there. Whenever evil is resisted with peaceful means, Jesus is there. Whenever compassion challenges cruelty, Jesus is there. So where do we see Jesus today? He can be found at the lowest points of our lives. He always has been. He always will be. He is with us whenever we break bread in the Holy Eucharist, when we break bread in fellowship with each other. We will know Jesus is present whenever we find our hearts strangely warmed. The world may not recognize it yet, but the reality of Easter is changing the world. If we don't see him, we need to keep looking. He is alive, and he is here.